talking to trainer Royston Carr about one of last season's better performed two-year-olds, Mr. John. Royston, how has the boy come back?
Come back a treat, Peter. He's lengthened up and he's a lot stronger horse this time in, mentally and physically. So, yeah, we're expecting big things of him.
He did a great job last preparation. He won two starts for two wins, but he was super impressive, especially in Launceston that second time.
Yeah, that run up there was extra good because, I mean, the horse didn't handle the going at all. That's why we pulled the pin on him straight after the race and turned him out. But, it was full of merit from that point of view.
Now, he's Dr. Burke is pretty, you know, confident that he can sort of go on, and but you're the bloke that puts the polish on him. Has he done everything you wanted him to do this time in?
Absolutely, Pete. Yeah, he's certainly come back a better horse. You know, he's last time in, he was a little bit of a juvenile, bit of a baby, you know, but he's a lot more mature horse this time in. So, you know, I think John's right to, you know, have a big opinion of him.
Would you expect him, hopefully, to get out to as far as a mile?
Yeah, we're hoping he'll run the mile out. Yeah, he certainly looks that way now. He looks more a miler. You know, he's lengthened up so much and quite an athletic-looking horse, whereas he was a very stocky two-year-old. But to look at him now, you could imagine him running a mile.
All right, well, look, you know, he's... In his eye, like he must be a very intelligent animal.
He certainly is. He's pretty laid back, as you can see with the photo.
Well, he was just lying down there having a break while you walked in and tended to him. Yeah. Is he trouble free? And does he have any idiosyncrasies?
Well, touch wood, he's trouble free. I mean, idiosyncrasies as far as his work, he's a fairly towy little bloke. You know, he'll bounce around a bit. The girl at Rising Works, Sarah Cotton, does a great job with him. And you know, loves the horse, so yeah, I think that really helps when you've got a rider and horse combination that works.
All right, mate. Well, look, last season it was speckled with wins. You've got always some good youngsters. I'll talk about Committo. He showed a bit of something special. Is he going to come back?
We're hopeful there, Pete. Unfortunately, Committo split his cannon bone, had to have it screwed. Dr. McLean did the operation, was very optimistic, so we'll know in 12 months' time he'll have a good year in the paddock before we bring him back and try him again, but yeah, fingers crossed.
All right, youngsters coming through. No, Mr. John's got a full brother.
Yeah, he's got a full brother. He's shaping up nicely. We've got quite an interesting group of youngsters breeding-wise. I mean, we haven't really tightened the screws on them yet, so we don't know what we've got, but, you know, there's some nice blood there.
All right, mate. Well, all the best. Let's hope you've got some young ones that can go early, and all the best for the season.
Go on, mate. Thanks, mate.